Welcome to SpartanCast, a joint effort between WVYC, the voice of York College, and the York College Athletics Department. This weekly podcast will be an up-close and personal look at some of the coaches and scholar-athletes at York College. Now here is your host this week, Jeffrey Schiffman. Welcome to WVYC SpartanCast, and this week we're going to be talking with York College sophomore wrestler Frankie Krause. Frankie wrestles at 174. First of all, thank you for joining us. And
thank you for having me.
Appreciate you joining us today. And let's get started first. How long have you been wrestling? Have you always been a wrestler? Is that something you always wanted to do?
Yeah, so I started wrestling when I was five.
Okay, so you've been pretty much all your life.
Yeah, I've been wrestling all my life, and it's always just been there. I've always done it, since I was five, and I love it.
What attracted, other than maybe wrestling with your older brothers and sisters or something along those lines, what attracted to you as a sport?
I think at a young age, my parents I expressed interest in doing it when I was five, and I think as I got older, I started to get better at it, and it's just something that was always there for me to go to, whether it was after school or in the summers when I wrestled. And I think that it just was always there, and I got better at it as I got older, and I think that's kind of what made me stick with it.
Obviously, as a five-year-old wrestling, you didn't realize that it was going to be something you were going to do for such a long
time. Yeah, exactly.
What about wrestling? What was it that captured your imagination and wanted you to continue to do it?
I like the physical aspect of it. It keeps me in shape, and it's fun, going out there and, getting the win and getting your hand raised. And I also like the mental aspect of it. A lot of people think wrestling is just, the physical part, but it's a lot of mental aspect, too. We prepare, not only do we prepare our bodies, but we prepare our minds when we go out there to wrestle. It keeps me focused, whether it's in school or outside of school, on my career path, it keeps me focused. And that's the biggest thing I really like about it.
Let's talk about the mental side of it. When you talk about the mental side of wrestling, most people would look at it and go, these guys are just, they're strong. They can, they know the techniques and all that sort of stuff. Mentally, what do you use and what does it help you do?
We use a lot of, me specifically, I use a lot of imagery. So I'll picture myself winning or whether it's competing or anything. One thing our coach stresses here that I've heard all throughout my career is before you go out on that match in your mind, or before you go out to a match in your mind, you should have already wrestled that match, whether it's 10, 20, even 100 times. You just run through it, every possible scenario. Sometimes you get caught up in overthinking it, but the key is to just picture yourself going out there winning and executing your moves. And that's pretty much all to the mental side of it.
Maybe a little bit of power of positive thinking there.
Exactly. Yeah. A lot of people will go out there, and if you think negative thoughts, you're not going to win. You have to go out there with positive thinking and have a positive mind and a positive outlook.
Where'd you grow up?
Valley Forge, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Went to Spring Ford High School.
Okay. Spring. So, and I'm assuming you wrestled there.
Yeah. Yep.
What did you do? What weights did you do? Did you do lower weights, or have you always been around one, in the one that weight?
I've always kind of been a middleweight. My freshman year in high school, I wrestled 145. Stayed there for my sophomore year, and then I moved up to 152 my junior year, and my senior year I wrestled 160. So I've always been a middleweight. Last year here I wrestled 165, so this will be my first year up at 74. So I'm kind of getting up there in weight, but my body's growing, so.
What's the difference? Is there a difference between wrestling? Obviously, there's probably a difference, 30-pound difference between in the 140s and in the 170s. But is there a difference in the way you wrestle at that lower weight to compared to the higher weight? What do you see as the difference?
The biggest difference is definitely strength. Kids are going to be a lot stronger up at, whether it's, a higher weight or a lower weight, they're going to be a lot stronger at 174 than they were at 165. Also, kids aren't as quick as you start moving up, in weight. Kids aren't going to be as quick as they are at the lower weights. You look at a lot of lower weight wrestlers and they're going to be really quick, and they have a different style than the kids who are at 165 and 174. And, once you get to heavyweight, they're not very quick at all up there, but.
So when you practice, is it maybe advantageous for you to practice on a guy that's a little lower weight than you, because then that helps you with your speed?
I've in high school I wrestled with a lot of kids who were always lower than me. And I think it's helped me because I think I wrestle more like a lightweight. And it helps me when I wrestle at pretty much a middleweight right now, and I think that I have a lightweight speed. At York, when we're here, I tend to wrestle with a lot of people. You know, I'll wrestle with the 49s, the 57s, the 65s, and, you know, I've wrestled all the way up to 84-pounders. And that's how I think we kind of keep it good at a good pace, because we're always wrestling each other. You know, we're not stuck with one partner all the time. We like to wrestle everybody.
Okay, you're in high school, and you think you want to wrestle at the college level. Why'd you pick York College?
From the minute I stepped on York, it's just felt like home. I looked at a lot of different colleges. I looked at Division I, Division II, and Division III schools, and when I came to York, I just felt like the coaches were kind of there for me, and when I went to other schools, it kind of just didn't seem like the coaches, it's not that they didn't care as much about me, it's just I just didn't get a good feeling when I went to other schools. But when I went to York, I love the campus here, and I just love like what they were pitching me, that they wanted to have here, you know, what they believed in me, which is the first thing, and I think believing in me is definitely the number one thing that kind of brought me here. They believed in me from the start, and they still believe in me, and you know, I think with that I can do good things. So you
come to York College. What are you majoring in?
I'm sport management major.
You're sports management mm-hmm. major. So, you know, that was something, an area that you wanted. You were going to be, you're certainly sports focused. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
Right?
I came to York actually as a business major.
Okay.
And after my first semester of my freshman year, I changed over to sport management, and I love it now.
Okay, great.
Yeah, it's great.
All right. So, season's about to start. How do you prep for the season? Obviously, you want to work out and you want to be in good shape. But how do you make that transition from being just a student to a student athlete?
The first thing is, you know, you got to stay focused. You're not going to succeed in wrestling or even in school if you're focused on one thing more than the other. You have to be focused on both at the same time. One thing that physically we prepare, we started preseason the week we got here on campus, so our bodies are in shape now, or at least getting there. We'll get better as we move forward. But with the schooling part, you know, I don't really have much off time now. Whenever I do have off time, I always just try to get my schoolwork done in advance, because we do have practice every single day, 6 or sometimes 7 days a week. We go to tournaments, away tournaments on the weekend, so it's going to get tough, but one thing, you just have to bear down and just kind of stay focused on everything.
The sport of wrestling has seen, I think maybe at least on the intercollegiate level, sort of a decline. A lot of programs have been, you know, disbanded and all that sort of stuff. What do you think it is about York that allows York to continue to have a successful program? And it's got to be a little more difficult when there's less and less of the available talent out there.
I think recruiting is the biggest thing. You know, a lot of schools, when I went on my recruiting visits, I believe that York did the best job of recruiting me. Just the other schools, they say things that, you know, people don't want to hear when they go on recruiting visits. But when I talked to the York coaches, you know, whether it was Coach King or Coach Dwayne Dasheris, I just felt like they, you know, like I said before, I just felt like they believed in me. With the decline, I don't know why there's a decline.
It's hard when you're in the sport. Yeah. It's hard to see why there's a decline, because you know, you love it. Everybody you know loves it. You know, and that.
Yeah.
So it's a little hard to see that.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely hard to see that. Like I said, I don't know why. It's a great sport, but sometimes people just, it's tough, and it's probably one of the toughest sports out there. And sometimes, you know, I've known a lot of wrestlers who were just as good as me, you know, even better than me, that just decided that they didn't want to wrestle in college. And, you know, that's okay for some people, but there's others like me who have the drive that they want to succeed and they want to compete here at the college level.
Does it help you on both sides, both academically and athletically, to be kind of a busy guy?
Absolutely. Yeah, I say that. I always said that all along. I feel like I'm a better student when I'm in season rather than when I'm out of season. I feel like I'm already a pretty good student, but once wrestling hits, you know, I just am really focused. I'm always focused on this, you know, whether it's an assignment or a practice, I'm just always focusing on one thing at a time. You know, it is hard to get sidetracked sometimes during wrestling season, because, you know, whether it's you got practice or you're losing weight, you know, you just have to remember that you always have to do your homework and always have to study and also go to practice. So I do feel like I'm a better student once wrestling season hits.
That pesky thing called practice. All right. Your season's about to start. Do you set goals at the beginning of a season? Do you think about where you want to be? Or do you say, okay, I'm going to, you know, it's the next opponent?
I do a little bit of both, actually. I've always wrote down my goals. I actually still have to do that. Thanks for reminding me.
You're
but,
welcome.
Yeah, I've always wrote down my goals at the beginning of the season, so I look at them every day and just remember, like, why I'm doing something. But another thing is, especially in wrestling, you just have to take it one match at a time. If you look too far ahead, you're more willing to get sidetracked and things like that. You know, if one small thing doesn't go your way, you know, you might get, you know, off topic or off track. So I just think definitely taking it one match at a time or one day at a time, one practice at a time, it definitely helps me. Other people kind of like looking ahead, and I think that's what sometimes, you know, it doesn't help people when they do that.
Wrestling is very much an individual sport,
yeah,
but it's also a team sport. How do you balance those two things? You know, you may have a bad match,
yeah,
but the team may win, you know, overall. How do you interpret that? How
yeah
do you feel about that?
Well, one thing we do here at York is, even though it's an individual sport, we all come together as a team, and we all, you know, even if someone isn't the starter, but if someone at their weight is doing really well and is, for example, is an All-American, you know, we are happy for them. We push them every day. You know, it is an individual sport and we all want to compete and do well, but there's also the team factor that you want to root for your team. And even if I go out and have a bad match, if the team wins, you know, I know that I did my job and I just have to keep getting better myself to better my team.
Sophomore wrestler Frankie Krause, thank you very much. Good luck with the season. We
thank you.
Appreciate you being with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us for SpartanCast. SpartanCasts are available to listen to on the York College Athletics website, ycpspartans.com, or at the WVYC podcast site, wvyc.podbean.com. SpartanCast is a production of WVYC-FM, and any use of the material without the express written consent of WVYC or York College of Pennsylvania is prohibited. The SpartanCast executive producers are Jeffrey Schiffman and Scott Geis. Until next week, thanks and go Spartans!